We're speaking today with Amy Beck, who is the marketing director for the Lee Yockey Woodson Art Museum in Wausau. And we're kind of in an in-between time at this point. We're getting ready for Artrageous Weekend and Birds and Art moving in next week. Why don't you tell me what kind of goes into getting the museum prepared when you're in these in-between times?
Well, it is just a flurry of activity, as you can imagine. Artwork installation in the main changing exhibition galleries, that's underway. But what has occurred really over the last week is that every other piece of artwork, whether it's sculpture or painting, has been refreshed. New exhibitions are on view in the South Galleries that feature the museum's collection exhibitions, and also in the new addition galleries sort of to the west section. So there's plenty to see right now, even though Birds and Art is being installed as we speak.
As spacious as the main museum is itself, you've got quite a storage space in the rest of the museum for holding all of this other artwork that comes out at other times of the year.
Right, exactly. One of the real benefits and privileges of having the new addition that's in the west portion of the museum is in the lower level that was purpose-built storage, and that houses artwork in the museum's collection. And of course, that artwork cannot all be on view at any given time, certainly just a small percentage of that. So it's cared for properly, and themes of exhibitions are pulled from the museum's collection that features art of the natural world. And so that gives us the opportunity, Curative Collections, Jane Weinke, can come up with themes for that are new and different and pull various selections from that collection. And so right now there are six exhibitions from the museum's collection on view that you can see. And so in addition to the sculpture garden, which obviously is gorgeous right now, green and lush, so there is a lot to see and do even during this transition time preparing for the Birds and Art.
Birds and Art is not a collection devoted simply to the Woodson, but it is a collection of pieces that are sent in. I'm assuming you guys have been taking in these pieces over the last weeks and months before the exhibition gets ready to go on the floor.
Yes, absolutely. Birds and Art exhibition is the museum's flagship, internationally renowned exhibition, but it is always all new artwork. The artwork has to have been created within the last 3 years by artists who submit their work for consideration. It's juried, and so the theme might be consistent, but that's really the only thing that's the same. So even those who have been here to Birds and Art before, you're going to see all new original artwork every year, every fall. So it is well worth repeated visits throughout the fall.
If people are looking for more information, where do they go?
Our website, www.lywam.org. Or you can certainly call us. We'd be happy to talk to you as well. You can follow us on our Facebook page, a Twitter page, as well as we have a weekly blog called Woodson Wanderings. Something new, you get a little peek behind the scenes that way from museum staff. Six different staff members contribute to that each week.